And this week on the Big Afternoon Show, our workplace of the week on Chessy Silt Radio is the New Life Church in Congleton. Steve, have I got that title right?
Yes, the New Life Church Congleton. Yes, and the reason we call the New Life is that's what we've experienced and that's what we want to share with as many people as possible.
Okay, so tell us a bit about yourself and the site we're on. You did tell me before we did this interview about the history of the site. Just tell us a brief, you know, okay. Account of that.
Okay, I'm a Congletonian. Grew up in Mossley, went to Mossley School. In fact, my grandchildren are the fifth continuous generation to be at Mossley School. The New Life Church began back in 1983 as a small group of Christians who had experienced this new birth, new life in our front room. And we kept outgrowing that. We went to a workshop, a room above a workshop in the town. We then came to what is now what is known as Danesford School, which they had a chapel room. We took that, went in there, and then we outgrew that. We moved to the dining hall, and eventually they closed down the children's home. It was run by National Children's Home, and they gave us a short-term lease on the old school building. Now, Danesford was known when I grew up as a young lad as the Naughty Boys School. It was one step off, well, it was a reform school type of situation. It was residential. It had up to 130 boys here at one time in dormitories, but then it ended up with a home, children's home, and run by National Children's Home. They then, when they closed it down, as I say, they gave us a lease on the building, and after 10 years of leasing it, we eventually gave us permission to buy it, which we had to save up very hard, and people gave us loans and grants, and church members contributed, and we eventually bought it for £185,000, which perhaps doesn't sound so much in today's money. Not sure you could buy a house for that much today. We've got this huge centre here, and we're very blessed with it. But when you haven't got two pennies to rub together, £185,000 is a lot of money. So it's really a miracle from God that we got it together.
Today I'm talking to Jeff from the New Life Church, who's our part of our Workplace of the Week, featured in Congleton today on Chessy Silt Radio. Jeff, give us a walk round of what goes on here.
Yeah, hi, Dad. Well, you're here on a Tuesday, which is a busy day for the New Life Church Centre. So as you're parked in the car park, first of all, you come on in through the cafe, Words and Music, which is a place where we've got Christian books and CDs and things like that available on sale, and also a nice menu of coffees and of lunches and cakes and things like that. And it's a real hub within our church community. It's a place where people come to meet, not just from the church, though, but we've also got a preschool nursery. And so parents and carers of children might meet in there as well. And people who come into the centre for other things, or even just people passing by, stop for a coffee break. So that's your first warm welcome. Come down the corridor a little bit. Like I say, there's a nursery, preschool nursery. And there we give a real support to children and to families with their early years. And we've got a number of children who've got special educational needs as well, and some one-on-one support. And our heart, really, with the very youngest, as they come into the church centre here, is that they have a great start in life, that they're encouraged, that they're loved, that they can grow, and they're educated like from the start, from those very early years, in a really positive way. And we've got a fantastic team who run that. Just next door to that as well, we've got another helpful part that reaches into the community. We've got the Storehouse Food Bank as well. And that's run by a couple of ladies who are on staff here, but by then a host of volunteers who come during the week. And, you know, there have been some hard times recently. And since COVID times, we've seen that the number of people using food banks has really more than doubled. And the cost of living has had an effect on people. But in the community of Congleton, there's, on one hand, in some places, this great need that people have. But then there's been a real generosity as well. And there are people who bring in regular donations and things. And so our volunteers will be sorting through, checking dates on things, and then meeting people as they come in to either take a referral to someone that they're supporting, or people who come in themselves to receive a food parcel. And in that, you know, it can be maybe something that you'd feel really nervous about or even ashamed of. And as people come, we want them to feel welcomed. We want them not at all to feel any worry or anxiety, but instead to leave with encouragement as well as the food they might need and things like that. If we go further in on a Tuesday, we've got the Jubilee Club as well meeting this morning. That's a fantastic group, a community group, some church members, some just out in the community. And it covers people of all ages, of all sorts of backgrounds. And normally it starts with tea and toast in the morning at about 10 o'clock. You can have a bit of breakfast, second breakfast for some, you know, and a bit of a chat. And then we have half an hour where someone makes a presentation. And quite often that's a devotional sort of presentation, maybe about how God can help us in different aspects, how to understand life and relationships in different ways, and just bring a little bit of God into that. Always with some jokes, with some humour as well, some jokes better than others. But just that little time together, and quite often it turns into a discussion and people can share their views and they can share their experiences, but it's a brilliant community group. After that, there's some memory puzzles or jigsaws to do or some craft work, making cards, and even a sewing group. So it's a beautiful community group and it offers a lot of support to many. If we keep going, then we've got our youth and children's team who are in preparing some lessons today in the youth room. And I've seen Beth, who's been going out to primary school. She's obviously going out to do an assembly or a lesson in a primary school. We like to, well, I feel it's really important to be supporting our schools, and particularly where schools want a Christian assembly or that input from a Christian viewpoint. And we go very, very carefully and sensibly, if you like, but the schools really benefit. The primary schools especially are crying out for these sorts of lessons and that sort of input that is something of real value to them. And Beth in that is very busy, really. Just come along to this afternoon and there'll be Little Angels, a group for parents and carers and their toddlers and things. And that's a group that's grown and grown and might need a bigger room for it someday. But again, really, I suppose what I'm trying to paint is a picture of many different people of different ages who will be coming into the centre here. And what we want them to experience is something of God's love and a real welcome. And you don't have to be a Christian to come. You don't have to be a member of the church.
What I noticed, though, you've got a fully functioning preschool and nursery on site here as well, haven't you?
We have indeed, yeah. Yeah, and so that is run by, qualified staff.
Steve, you tell us more about this preschool and fully functioning nursery you've got on site.
Yes, it's been, it was one of the first outreach things that we did in the community when we actually took over a playgroup when we came here many, many years ago, and a lady called Eleanor Blythe, whose dad had worked here at Daynesford as the bursar, she was a qualified NNEB lady. She took it over, and it's flourished since then. It's now Ofsted rated as good, and it's got some special educational needs expertise here. Cheshire East often refer children here and families, and we try to provide an holistic support for the families. Mm. And we have some amazing stories of lives transformed, particularly where there's been perhaps abuse in homes and things like that. We've got people who are now committed Christians actively taking part in volunteers and working here in providing help for other people who are in those difficult situations.
So here at the New Life Church in Congleton, it's not just a religious venue, is it? It's a real community hub for the local area.
Very much so. Obviously, our core business is worship of God. Yes. And Sunday worship is a fantastic morning. There's something like 200 people coming together to worship, again, of all ages. We have worship bands that lead us, so it's contemporary Christian music. If anybody watches Songs of Praise on BBC, you'll get a good variety there. We have a good variety. We have a variety of preachers. We don't have the same preacher every Sunday. We're a community of people with giftings. You did mention the word religious, I think, and we wouldn't see ourselves as religious. I think religions cause more problems and wars in the history of the world than anything else. We would see ourselves in relationship, a living relationship with God through faith in Jesus, and a living relationship with each other. Not just, hello, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. We come closer together in that, and we support one another. We have pastoral care teams and so on. So it's very much an holistic family. We would like to call ourselves a family of believers, and we reach out and we welcome everyone who wants to come here. We don't discriminate or anything. We're very open and welcoming. We follow biblical principles in all things, but we feel as though we can input into the world around us in Congleton. Can I just mention also, we reach out beyond Congleton and Kidsgrove and Sandbach and All Sager and Macclesfield and Biddulph, but we also reach out to other parts of the world. In China, we run orphanages in China. It's called International China Concern. Two young men in their very early 20s, one formerly worked for Barclays Bank, went out to Hong Kong. They went into mainland China and they came across these what were called dying rooms in those days, where disabled children, mentally and physically disabled, were just left to die. And they started to care for them and look after them. They had a place, they owned a place called Oasis House, which really was an oasis. And this is a Christian organisation in communist China. And in fact now, the local authorities in China have taken leads from this Christian organisation. This was 30 years ago. And the main man, the director, is a guy called David Gotts. He was the guy who worked for Barclays Bank. And he went out as a young man. And we've supported them ever since, financially, prayerfully. And they have an office in the United Kingdom, up in Morpeth, in the northeast, Newcastle-on-Tyne. And we partner with them. One of the ladies who runs that office comes and speaks here once a year, keeps us in close touch. And we have a daily prayer meeting here every morning, and that's included. We have a prayer calendar from China. We also support the work in Romania with an orphanage there called the Amic Family Home. That started with the shoebox appeal. You may have heard of the shoeboxes. And we took some out to Romania, to this church there, in a place called Cluj, and they're part of a church group there. And we help the children in this orphanage. We also support work in a West African country called Mali. And we work with a group of people there who are reaching out with sporting activities to help young people and helping them get a good education and a good beginning in life. We have a saying that New Life Church exists to glorify God by bringing God's good news to Congleton and beyond. And we like one of the main ways in which we do that. We're not Bible bashers and we don't bash people over the head. We share the good news with them. But one of the main ways of reaching people is through the Alpha course, which is a brilliant course. It's a 10-week course. Starts with food, then there's a talk, and then there's a discussion in small groups about what we've talked about. So the subjects will be like, who is Jesus? Did he really exist? What's the evidence for it? What is prayer? How do we pray? What about the Bible? Is it a book of integrity? Can it be trusted? How do we help others? Does God heal today? Can we pray for people for miraculous healing in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit? How can I receive God? How can I have him in my life? How can I come into this living relationship with a living God? like I've said earlier, it's not about being religious, it's about having that relationship. And the Alpha course builds up over a period of 10 weeks. Coming up is the Holy Spirit Day, when we look at the work of the Holy Spirit. Not everybody knows a lot about the Holy Spirit. It's about who is the Holy Spirit, what does he do, and how can I receive him into my life. And I like to, people say, well, how would you describe God and the Holy Spirit? I say, well, it's a bit like the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of it in the trees. When the wind's blowing, you see the leaves moving. And it's a bit like that with us. We can't see God, but when we have him in our lives, we can feel him and experience him. And he transforms us. And it's a wonderful experience. And lots of people, I would say two-thirds of the church, we've got a congregation, as I mentioned earlier, of over 200 people. They've experienced God through two-thirds of the church through being on an Alpha course. And it's spreading all over the world, the Alpha course. Started by a guy called Nicky Gumbel, who was an atheistic lawyer in London, a barrister. And he had an experience of God in his life, and he became a vicar of a church called Holy Trinity in Brompton. Anybody down in London near Harrods, this church is near there. And it's spread all over the world. And we in Congleton run it twice a year, in the autumn term and the spring term, Wednesday mornings and Wednesday evenings. And we've always had a good number of people here, and everybody gives thanks to God for the Alpha course. So I would encourage anyone of your listeners to come, find out more about Alpha. And if you want to find out about the Christian faith and experience it, then an Alpha course is a great place to start.
Steve's told us about Alpha, and he really is an Alpha-holic, yes. But I'd just like to second what Steve has said and say that Alpha is brilliant. One of the amazing things about it is that it's not just about listening to someone preach at you, but it is a conversation. And people form some really good friendships as they meet together for those 10 weeks and as they talk about their life and experiences, and they share those sorts of things. And no question is sort of too silly, or, you know, if you've got a question, you can ask it there, and there'll be, you can hear other people's answers about it as well. So it's a very sort of supportive environment as well. So I'd recommend the Alpha course as well. But, you know, I think in these days there seems to be a lot of fear and anxiety about the things that are going on in the world, about the living sort of crisis that we have here, and, you know, how we're going to make ends meet. Many people are worried about these things. We worry about our children, we worry about our parents, and we, you know, there are so many things that put pressure on us. And I'd just like to encourage all our listeners here today that actually God, I really believe he's there for us, and he's only a prayer away. And you may have some anxiety, you may have some things that are troubling you, and I'd encourage any of the listeners here to seek out and just speak out to God, and know that God hears when we pray to him. And yes, you can go to an Alpha course, but maybe you can't find one near you, then I'd encourage you to seek out like a living and sort of active Christian church, and maybe speak to people in there, and you won't regret it.